Jim takes me in his arms. "Hush, hush," he says. "Tell me what's wrong." I sob against his chest. "Nothing can be that bad." Still crying, I look up at him. His kind eyes crinkle and that sets me off again. "You know you can tell me anything. I'll understand." The thing that's tearing me up inside is that he will. Jim will understand why I'm feeling like this. He always does. He holds me tight and the feel of his chest is solid, comforting. Jim says nothing, but he rocks me gently like a child. Eventually, my tears subside until I'm sniffling pathetically. "Now can you tell me what's wrong?" He looks into my face. I don't want him to see the deceit written there.
"Carter,"
I say, forlornly. His forehead creases into a frown. I can hardly force the words out of my throat, my heart.
"He wants me to leave and be with him."
Jim takes a deep and steadying breath. When he speaks, his voice is calm, level.
"Is that what you want?"
"I don't know."
Tears stream down my face. His arms drop away from me and I sit back on the sofa, still snivelling.
"Do you love him?"
Jim asks. I put my head in his hands. "I don't know that either."
"Are you..."
Jim's shuddering exhalation shakes his body.
"Are you having an affair?"
"No," I say. "A kiss, nothing more."
I think of lying with Carter on our bed of reindeer skins at the ice hotel, him stroking my face so innocent and yet so guilty. But when he kissed me just now at Randall Court, I wanted him to. I wanted him to so much.